Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, that is just south of Kearney. Our Author of the Week today, The Plot Against the President, true story of how Congressman Devin Nunes uncovered the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. Lee Smith with us. Thank you. I really appreciate you being with us this morning. You do come highly recommended, which I always like.
thank you guys. I'm really flattered and honored to be Author of the Week. I really appreciate that. Thank you. It's really kind.
You bet. And man, you really played detective on this. And this is one of those instances where I suspect my listeners or anyone who reads this book, even if you follow it all the way and you're watching Hannity with, you know, and some of these other shows where they got these people that are really following it and breaking it down, and you think, man, I know everything. And then they read this and realize, man, I didn't know anything. I thought I knew.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just
an
amazing and it's heartbreaking almost when you realize some of the stuff that's gone on here and how deliberate all of this has been in this setup of President Donald Trump.
Yes, it started when he was candidate Trump. We're actually close to 4 years of a four-year anniversary since when this first became public, right? As I write in my book, we start seeing evidence of their attacks on General Flynn in February 2016. So we still see them trying to push this Russia nonsense, and they targeted first candidate Trump and his campaign staff. Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, these were campaign volunteers, and then senior people on the campaign like General Flynn, like Paul Manafort. After the election, when Donald Trump won, they rolled that into a coup. So when people are talking now, whether it's the president or his advisors or different allies, when they talk about a coup, it's a real thing. Is what happened. It was the press and the intelligence services, the FBI and the CIA used different programs. They used leaks of classified intelligence to prosecute a campaign against a sitting president. It truly is, as the subtitle says, the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. It's shocking. And, we see them. It's not going to stop. Impeachment was how they turned the same operation after Mueller's failure, right? The president gets on the phone July 25th with the Ukrainian president, and that's what they turned into the whistleblower's complaint. The day after Mueller is finished on Capitol Hill, July 24th, the next day they're again going after President Trump. And it's going to keep happening as long as Donald Trump is president, because for one reason, as he's accurately said, it's not about him. He's just the proximate, the immediate target. They're really going after American institutions. They're going after the American public. They resent the fact that we vote, that we get to choose our elected leaders. So this is a long-running coup that in some ways will continue even after Donald Trump leaves the White House.
We are very familiar with the dossier and the AKA fake dossier. And there is, I think, this just belief or understanding that that was, what's the best way to put it? That it just sort of happened. Like, oh, here they wanted to get Trump, and oh, here's something that popped up that they thought, oh, we can use this. But you write about proto dossiers, that was not something that just sort of popped up one day. That was a result of a deliberate effort once again.
Yeah. They had been working. I mean, there's a transition in there sometime around between May and June 2016. They're doing actually Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm that the Clinton campaign hired. They're actually doing more or less legitimate opposition research. I mean, opposition research is, it's a real thing that happens in Washington, and you're listeners know what it is. And sometimes it's dirty. They're just looking to smear political opponents. But it's, you know, it's also a legitimate industry. What they did was they had collected all of this information on Donald Trump and Donald Trump's circle in New York and Washington, and tried to tie it together to different Russian figures and different figures from the former Soviet states. In June, it goes to a different thing. They went from tying Trump figures or researching Trump figures' ties to perhaps organized crime to Trump figures and Russian state actors. It looks like what they were doing, and this is why I argue, it appears that the FBI itself directed the authorship of this dossier in order to get a warrant to spy on Carter Page and through Mr. Page, the rest of the Trump campaign, including almost certainly the candidate himself and then the president.
There's just so much here. One of the other areas that it is well known is the talk about the insurance policy. Yeah. And that oftentimes is thought of as, you know, the dossier itself, perhaps, if that's what they're referencing. But what you explain in your book is that there is so much more to that, what they were referencing between Page and Stroke regarding that insurance policy. And it was much deeper than that.
Yeah. Congressman Nunes and his, and his team, I mean, they explain in the book that that's information that it's sourced to classified information. So, of course, they couldn't talk to me about it. And that is part of the information that they want to be that they would like to see declassified. I mean, as I explain in the book, it has to do with something, quoting Congressman Nunes, it's something specific that they did in addition to the dossier to get the warrant to spy on Carter Page. So it's not just a general operation against President Trump. It's something specific. And again, we hope, as the congressman said, that this will be part of the information that will be declassified as we, the American public, have a clear understanding of what the FBI and Department of Justice did to the Trump campaign.
We're talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Lee Smith. The book is The Plot Against the President. I think most people, to some degree, accept that, yeah, you have corruption in politics and you have a little bit of dirty tricks that occur. Mm-hmm. This is right on a much, much, much higher level. I mean, right, this is the sort of thing that happens in, you know, banana republics, as you hear it oftentimes referred, right, where you have an attempt, you have a real deliberate attempt to, well outside the confines of the law, to overthrow a president of the United States. And people like me, I think we look at individuals that were participants in this, like James Comey, and how prior to this, there was so much bipartisan support of somebody like James Comey. He's just so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Him to, as we now know, to turn out to be not just a corrupt individual, but I think in terms of just as an American, a traitor to his country and an awful human being, to do the things that he did and to go the depths that he did. But someone like, those people being in positions of power and then walking around free and giving interviews and being tapped as if this is some person that is justice, it's just almost incomprehensible.
Yeah, they're sociopaths or psychopaths in many cases. It's important, I think, to keep in mind also there's a tactical purpose for what they're doing, right? This is going to be part of their defense. What they need to do right now is with an investigation of the different things that were done against the Trump campaign, spying against the Trump campaign, with the investigation of that, the Department of Justice investigation, there are going to be some people who are in trouble. and the amount of noise that people like Comey and Brennan and McCabe are making, it's part of their defense strategy, right? They need to frame it so that, oh, no, no, I didn't do anything bad. Donald Trump is just targeting his political enemies. And that's one of the reasons, of course, why they are on places like CNN and NBC, because the media has a stake in defending itself as well, right? I mean, the media, this is an important thing, I think, that a lot of people don't quite understand, that the press is, we're at a place where it's not just partisan, it's not just left wing. The press is the essential part of the operation. None of these things, starting in 2016, would have been possible without the press's, without coordinating with the press, right? Because the whole thing is based on driving a narrative, which had to be put through in the press. And that's how they got the warrant to spy on Carter Page. This had to be run through the press. So they all have a stake. Everyone who was part of this operation, the press, the dirty cops, Clinton officials, or rather Obama officials, Clinton operatives, they all have a stake right now in making sure that Comey, Brennan, and McCabe are making their case public and attacking Trump. So they're not just playing offense, they're playing defense as well.
Yeah, it's interesting also. For a long time, many Americans have recognized that there is at least a bias in the media as they see it. Yeah. And the connection between the media and, let's say, the Democrat Party has been one that largely has been viewed as along ideological lines. But and I think this is part of your point here. This is so beyond ideological lines. I mean, you look at
these
media outlets, and they are using it, it's all in the same. I mean, look at the panelists that they have. Look at the contributors. They are government. They are people who are part of this entire effort. They really are all the same machinery.
You're right. You're a journalist. I'm a journalist. I mean, it's when you look, so since when is John Brennan a journalist?
Right. Or Clapper.
Since when does someone like John Clapper, right? Since when did these people get contracts working with organizations that call themselves press organizations? It's absolutely obscene. And you were speaking before about, you know, politics is dirty, and you're absolutely right. And if people were just going to get on TV and say, yeah, Donald Trump is a Russian stooge, Donald Trump controlled by Putin, whatever, I'd say, well, that's nonsense. If that's what you want to run with, good luck with it, though. But as we understand now, there was something else going on underneath. They were using this narrative to obtain different different authorities they used to spy on the Trump campaign. So again, this it's something more. What we're seeing here is this is much worse than Watergate. Right. Because the people who were caught breaking into the Democratic National Committee at Watergate, these were former American officials. The people now who secured a spy warrant on the Trump campaign to spy on the Trump campaign, these were serving FBI officials. So what we're looking at is something really bad. They use these programs that are designed to keep Americans safe from terrorism, and they use them at to target their political enemies, and most particularly the political enemies of Hillary Clinton. I think it's really important that we remember all the bad things the FBI did, the Department of Justice did, CIA, Department of State. Remember, this was to benefit a particular person, Hillary Clinton. That's why they were doing it.
You look back however many decades in the past, and you recognize that, particularly when it comes to, let's say, the CIA or any of these departments, and where they found it in their interest to try and direct a narrative in the media, and they would have point people that's what they would, you know, they would try to figure out how to manage that in a way that would obviously keep them protected from any sort of accusations that they were doing so, or that it was even coming from them. And if you had a time machine and you would go back to those people and be like, hey, just so you know, come 2016, 2017, you aren't going to have to do that. They're actually going to hire you. to come on and be an expert. You're not going to have to do any of this clandestine stuff. You're not going to have to try to be incognito. You're just they're going to welcome you and hold you up and tell the American people, oh, listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. What would they have said? Would they have stepped back and said, huh, this might go in a bad, this might go in a bad way for our country. Maybe we should focus on targeting foreign countries, which is what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah. Maybe now that we've had a glimpse into the future, we should reconsider how we're trying to influence our fellow countrymen, our neighbors, our family members.
I think back to Bush running for president, and this is just a thought I had as this stuff gets revealed. And and as I know a lot of listeners will recall, the incident in which there was the Dan Rather report and how somebody had passed along to Dan Rather, his producers or whomever, this letter that had been typed up that that they would use to accuse Bush of getting special treatment. And, you know, this was used in the campaign against him. Now, we would learn.
Right. It was the Air National. Yes. Air National Guard thing. Sure.
Now,
right.
we would learn, of course, that that was fake, that that was held about as much truth to it as the dossier does. But what I think about in retrospect is that whomever it was that passed all that along had to have knowledge of background story there. And it makes me think about what occurred or what is occurring with Trump. And I can't help but wonder, was that not a similar situation at the time? Was that not an effort for whatever reason? Because somebody had to get that ball rolling that had knowledge of the players. And it does really cast doubt on past elections and scandals and wondering how much of the deep state had a hand in those things as well.
That's interesting. I think, look, if we talk about smear campaigns throughout history, this is an important thing about America. It's a constant throughout American politics, smear campaigns, right? I mean, most politicians have certainly had some experience with smear campaigns. Either they've run them or they've targeted their political rivals. So I don't think that anyone really has a problem with a smear campaign. It's up to you to sort of, if you're being smeared, it's up to you to clear your name or attack the other guy, right? Run your own offense. But again, we're talking about something that's not, it's not that it was different in degree, but it was different in kind. Again, it's really, there were a lot of people, libertarians, and people on the left who, with retrospect now, we can say they wisely warned us about the post 9/11.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The post 9/11 rush to get all of these different spying programs in order. So this is a different thing, spying on your political rivals and then using these things, using these instruments not only to spy on them and to dig up dirt on them, but then to put them in jail, to imprison, to threaten your political adversaries with prosecution like they did with Michael Flynn, George Papadopoulos, Carter Page. Look at the number of people who had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? I mean, so again, what we're talking about is this is a it's a different thing. We've never it may have happened before, but we've never seen it come to the surface before.
And
that's why it's important that Americans get concerned about it.
And final question.
And are concerned about it, clearly.
Yeah, and final question, because I've kept you longer than I should have, and I appreciate your
this is great.
Generosity and your time here.
Thanks. I'm really, really pleased to, and again, really flattered to be on. Thanks.
Well, and here's what I wanted to ask. As disheartening as all of this is, what to me enhances that disheartening nature of it is the fact that so much of it, in through your book, a lot of it is exposed, yet nothing gets done. It's as if the corruption we know, it's one thing to know that corruption is there, but then once it's exposed to realize seemingly nothing gets done about it, makes it even worse. Do you think, whether it's through the Durham investigation or otherwise, that any of what we know to be factual information will result in anyone being held accountable?
I'm confident that I have no inside insight. It's just what we've seen in public. I'm confident that there will be people who will be held accountable. I believe there will be indictments. But that's not going to end it. This is a very long fight, right? This is a very long fight. These people, you've seen them. These people are animals. They're not going to roll over and play dead. These guys are in it seriously. They're not going to say, gee, sorry for spying on the Trump campaign. We'll never do that again. They're fighting. So it will take the rest of us to continue to fight back, to hold them accountable, to be vigilant. It's not easy. It's going to be a real struggle, and the outcome will absolutely shape how we live as Americans. And so that's why it's a very, very important fight.
Lee Smith, the author of The Plot Against the President, True Story of How Congressman David Nunes Uncovered the Biggest Political Scandal in U.S. History. Again, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to speaking again soon.
All right, absolutely. And, of course, ABC Books, North Glenstone, responsible for our Author of the Week. And I want to thank also Congressman Billy Long for recommending this book and Lee Smith as Author of the Week. Running a little behind, apologies to Don Luzader. We will get to news here in just a couple of minutes. Here is Parker Pageant with traffic.